From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Rebecca Roberts, sitting in for Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Rebecca.
So, Will, I can't help but notice that a couple of weeks ago, when an NPR weekend host was a clue in the Sunday puzzle in the New York Times Magazine, it was not Leanne Hansen.
Yeah, well, it was Scott Simon this time. Of course, Leanne has been in the crossword several times before, so she has had her moment in the sun.
Well, you know, next time you need a seven-letter word starting with R.
I'll keep you in mind.
Thanks. Now, remind us of the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, I said, think of a six-letter word ending in a vowel that names something worn outdoors. Change the vowel to a G, as in George, and you'll name a popular outdoor activity. What is it?
What's the answer?
It is bikini and biking.
We had over 2,000 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle, and our randomly selected winner is Woody Anna Dresner from Ilo, Hawaii. Hi, Woody.
Hi.
What do you do in Ilo?
I actually work for National Braille Press in Boston, of all things. I do writing and editing for them, so thanks to the internet, that works. They're the ones, by the way, who produced the Two Puzzle Master Presents books in Braille.
Wow, so
Fantastic.
You have a connection there to Will.
Yeah, a little bit. I had nothing to do with the publication itself, but I'm really glad we did the books. A lot of fun.
How long have you been playing this puzzle?
Oh, off and on for close to 20 years, I guess.
So are you ready to play on the radio?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, Will, meet Woody. Woody, meet Will.
All right, Woody and Rebecca, today's puzzle is called Where It's At. I'm going to give you clues for two words. The first word contains the consecutive letters A-T somewhere inside. Remove the A-T and you'll get a new word that answers the second clue. For example, if I gave you the clue a lampoon and a way to address a king, you would say satire and sire. All right, number one is a saint honored on March 17 and a puncture with a pin or needle.
Patrick and Prick.
Excellent. Number two, legislator in the upper house of Congress, and Mr. in Spain.
Senator and Senor.
That's right. A grand speech and the hunter constellation.
Orion, but...
Right. Insert AT in that.
Oration.
Oration is right. A layer as of rock and to play a guitar.
Stratum and strum.
Very nice. A gorilla or human and a good grade of beef.
Primate and prime.
Good. A grandmother or uncle, for example. And to experience again.
Relative and relive.
Uh-huh. Chewing out and a sea off the coast of Alaska.
Berating and bearing.
Excellent. To fill to excess. And French composer Eric.
Satiate and Satie.
Nice. Shorthand or musical symbols, for example. And idea.
Notation and notion.
Excellent. New Jersey City, north of Newark. And any man or woman.
Human? Something with... I can't...
No, another clue might be individual.
Person.
Yes, insert AT, and you get a major city of New Jersey. Patterson is right. What a secretary may take when a boss sends a letter, and a manner of speaking.
Dictation and diction.
Good. And your last one, it's a two-word phrase. What a person may get when hit in the mouth, and your second clue is to turn over. What a person may get when hit in the mouth. It's a two-word phrase. Common two-word phrase.
Boy, I'm blanking. Any idea, Rebecca?
Fat lip and flip.
That's it. Fat lip and flip. Nice job.
Woody, that was terrific.
Thanks.
And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. Woody, what member station do you listen to?
KANO. And the podcast for the puzzle, because they don't carry it.
Excellent. I'm so glad to hear from someone who listens by podcast. Woody Anna Dresner from ELO Hawaii, thanks so much for playing with us today.
Thank you.
Well, what is the challenge for next week?
Well, the challenge comes from listener Martin Schneider of Jersey City, New Jersey. Think of a pair of words that commonly go together. They're part of a larger group, but this pair of words is commonly said together. The first word contains a W sound without the letter W being in it, and the second word contains a W that is silent. That is, the pronunciation of the word wouldn't be changed if you remove the W. Name this pair of words. And here's a hint, these words are probably said multiple times during the course of this program. So again, a pair of words commonly go together. First word contains a W sound without the letter W, and the second word contains a W that is silent. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at around that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner. You'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Rebecca.